This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. The radical thought for the day comes out of Exodus 14 in verse 8, and it says, "The Lord continued to strengthen Pharaoh's resolve, and he chased after the people of Israel who had escaped so defiantly." Have you ever felt like God was working against you? Have there ever been times in your life when you feel like God is fighting you? Maybe you felt like God wasn't really on your side at all. This may have been how the Israelites felt as they were running away from the army of Egypt. God had just delivered the people of Israel from 400 years of bondage in the nation of Israel, and it took 10 plagues to finally convince Pharaoh to let the people of God go. After 3 days, Pharaoh realizes that the Israelites aren't coming back, and that's going to be a problem because they were his slave labor force, and so he sets out after them. God had a plan to deal with Pharaoh, with his arrogant ideas that he was a god in human form. At the same time, God planned to prove to the people of Israel that he was God and that there was no god like him, especially not like any in the land of Egypt that they were coming out of. To accomplish this, God was going to have to get Pharaoh's army and the people of Israel into just the right location. God spoke to Moses and gave them the path that they were to follow, and the path led them right up to the edge of the Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army and all his chariots set out after them. They wouldn't have been hard to follow because there were some 2 million Israelites walking out of Egypt. They would have left quite a trail behind them. Our text says that the Lord strengthened Pharaoh's resolve. This means that the Lord caused Pharaoh to get all worked up about getting those Israelites back into bondage in Egypt. God had no intention of allowing that to happen, but that is what he compelled and convinced Pharaoh to attempt to do. Pharaoh was an enemy of God. His heart was hard toward God and toward God's people. What we sometimes fail to realize is that God is in control, even of our enemies. God had just manifested his great power over Pharaoh and to Pharaoh, and still Pharaoh refused to submit himself to Almighty God. The Lord is about to punish Pharaoh for his arrogance and hardness of heart, and at the same time, to teach the people of God to trust in him and in his power. God manifested his power by parting the Red Sea so the Israelites could escape Pharaoh's army and then close the sea upon Pharaoh's army as they pursued the Israelites. There will be times when it feels like an enemy or a circumstance or a tribulation, some hard thing is threatening to overwhelm you. It is at those times that we need to remember that God is in complete control. He's in control of your life. He's in control of your circumstance. He's even in control over your enemies. God told the people through Moses to stand and watch him rescue them. As we find ourselves backed up against a sea of troubles with a terrifying enemy about to overwhelm us, we need to do just what God told the Israelites to do. We need to watch God work. We need to watch for how he's going to rescue us from our troubles and from our enemies. God may be strengthening the resolve of one of your enemies so that they will chase after you so that he can deal with them. God might have led you up to this sea of trouble so that you can learn just how mighty he really is. If you are a child of God, then he is never working against you and he is not your enemy. God is working for you to draw you nearer to him, to his presence, to his power, to his pleasure. Jesus, help us to look to you when we are backed up against a sea of troubles. Amen. God bless you. That's a radical thought for the day. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.